This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're going to go out to our SDCCU fan hotline, joined by the guy we turn to anytime there's news out of Kansas City. And well, they'll be hosting an AFC championship game this Sunday. The sports director at 41 Action News, Mick Schaefer, joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Mick, it's great to have you on this morning. I know as a TV sportscaster, this is a huge week for you.
Oh my gosh, it's a month of work this week. I'm learning in the last couple of years, because it's the second straight year Kansas City's made it to this AFC championship game.
Here's the funny thing, though. About 3 weeks ago, as they went into Week 17, Woodsy, of the season, the Kansas City Chiefs were looking like a team that's going to have to play in the wild card weekend. In fact, a team that's probably going to have to play a hot Tennessee Titans team on the wild card weekend, and have Derrick Henry coming into Arrowhead a couple of weeks ago. Because the Patriots lost, they get the bye, they win their way in, now they get to host the AFC Championship, and you get that matchup against the Titans this week. That's kind of one of those things that sometimes fate, sometimes it looks like the stars are aligning for a team, Mick.
Things never bounce this way for the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
That's so true.
This has turned into a happy fun slide all the way to the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong, Tennessee's a tough opponent. It's going to be a tough go on Sunday. But like you mentioned, this is a team destined for the 3 seed to have to play a team in Tennessee in a wild card game, a team that's been its nemesis, and then go play 2 games on the road to get to the Super Bowl. Instead, they get Houston at home, and then another game against the 6 seed in the AFC Championship game to get to the Super Bowl. It's hard. It's always going to be hard, but it'll never be this easy again for the Chiefs to get this far.
Yeah, you definitely feel like Ben said, the stars may be aligning for the Kansas City Chiefs. We're talking to Mick Schaefer, sports director at 41 Action News in Kansas City. And I got to ask you, though, I mean, the panic you must have felt in the first quarter of last week's game, were people just, it was one of those games that, like, you wouldn't be surprised if we talked about the guy, the Jinx guy,
the
that
Jinx
left.
Guy,
he's
yes.
Like, I'm done. I'm out. I'm not. I can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
Were you in full blown panic mode?
Well, I mean, I wasn't in panic mode. I was going to reintroduce myself to my family. I was going to be able to, like, see my kid play basketball games. I was going to, work only a 10-hour day instead of 18. So I was like, okay, my schedule's going to clear out. And really, it was less panic and more here we go again, guys, because this is the team before that game that was 1-8 in their last 9 home playoff games. The only win in that stretch in the last 25 years had been last year against the Colts. So they hadn't seen a lot of this before as far as winning goes. They had seen that first quarter before just to collapse in every area of the game. And then something we hadn't seen really since last year happened. That was this offense unleashed. And it was impressive. It was maybe the most explosive I've seen Patrick Mahomes in this offense, which is saying something. 7 straight touchdown drives. And so we were kind of reminded, okay, what this offense is capable of, because they were in desperation mode, down 4 scores, really. It was 24-0, which is technically 3, but they scored the touchdown, and they went for the extra point, not 2. So they're basically down 4 scores, and they erased it, guys, in less than 10 minutes. They had the lead at halftime. It was like nothing I'd ever seen. People would be talking about that game, regardless of what happened Sunday. People will be talking about that Texans game for decades.
We look at the playoffs. We try to, read the tea leaves. Who's a good coach in the playoffs? Who's a bad coach? You only maybe get to coach 1 or 2 playoff games a season at most. Sometimes you don't even make the playoffs. What do you make of the narrative about Andy Reid being a great regular season coach, but when the playoffs come around, just not quite the same guy? What does it look like up close to you?
I think there's got to be some truth to it, because he's paid 27 playoff games in his career. He's 13-14, which isn't a horrible record, but there are a lot of trends. And look, it's this championship game. He's 1-5. I mean, I've said this is like kryptonite wrapped in a half-court shot for Andy Reid. He's 1-5 in conference championship games. He's 1-8 against the Titans. So a couple of big trends to bust here if you're Andy Reid. I think the deal is not that he's not the same guy in the postseason. He is the same guy. Whereas other coaches, other teams ramp things up, and it is a faster game. It is a different game for them. There's more of a sense of urgency. He kind of does his same old thing, which works on the regular, whether it's regular season or postseason. It works. The guy wins games. It just hasn't worked in the postseason, and it needs to be that little something extra. And for me, the something extra is Patrick Mahomes. We saw it last year. They were one offside call away from making the Super Bowl, and now they're on the doorstep yet again.
Talking to Mick Schaefer from 41 Action News in Kansas City. Yeah, I think a 51-3 run will help a team's psyche, you know. And I look, I love what the Titans have done. They're a fun story. It's you know, I was talking to a buddy the other day, and I said, well, I mean, are we going to be the guys that bet against this team again? And I think, you know, when you have that kind of swag that you can throw up 51 points in a playoff game, that you're feeling pretty good about your chances. But when you look at the matchup, you know, do you see the defense being able to withstand, you know, 180 to 190 yards from Derrick Henry? Because that's what he's been doing.
I do, and I'll tell you why. Last time they played, the Chiefs lost 35-32. But as is the case really in the last three or four times, because the Chiefs have lost the last four to Tennessee, it's taken fluky things to get there. The Chiefs had a fumble. LeSean McCoy fumbled the ball. The Titans picked it up and ran it back for a touchdown last time around. The Chiefs botched two field goals. And I'm blanking, but a couple other things, just kind of fluky things happened. And yet they were still up 29-20 with 5 minutes left to go in that game. And, of course, the defense collapses. The offense can't get enough first down. They botch a field goal, and then Ryan Tannehill is able to lead a touchdown drive in the end. Really, the Chiefs should have won that game and probably should have won that game by two scores. And Derrick Henry had 198 yards or something like that. The yardage really didn't matter. To where, look, he's going to be, I think, the second-best player on the field. A lot of people think the best. He's amazing. He's a beast. He can run like a deer. But I'm more confident in this week's game than I am last week's game just because of the quarterback position and what it means in 2020 in this day and age in football. And frankly, Ryan Tannehill is the difference, and I think that difference means a win for Kansas City.
Mick Woods always accuses me of trying to tie everything to San Diego, localized stories.
Mostly because he does.
But as important as Patrick Mahomes is, and obviously the most critical player right now in the Chiefs, Damian Williams, Mira Mesa High School here in San Diego,
look at you,
has really stepped up. I mean, maybe that one of the big difference makers for the Chiefs, who needed a successor to Kareem Hunt, and you know, how critical basically have his contributions been for this team in this postseason run?
Well, I'm gonna tie everything back to myself here because I'm a great journalist too. I'm an Oklahoma State fan, so I hated Damian Williams for like 4 years
at OU,
right? But he has come to Kansas City, and he has been what they needed. Look, it's a drop off from Kareem Hunt. They miss him a lot. That's the biggest difference between this historic offense last year, right, and what is a really good, a great offense this year, but not even the best in football. And Williams, both seasons, has really turned on his game in the postseason. He's played, what, three postseason games, and he's already the Chiefs' touchdown leader all time in playoff games. So he was huge last week, not just running the ball, but he's a threat out of the backfield. His pass pro is good enough. And in a room, the running back room, that was kind of by committee for a lot of games, you had LeSean McCoy, you had Darrell Williams, you had Darwin Thompson. It was really Damian's job to be had, and I think he played all but two snaps on Sunday, and he's going to be the workhorse coming this week. But yeah, so he's been huge. Your San Diego guy has been picked for Kansas City really these last two postseasons.
We also had Eric Bieniemy play for the Chargers. I remember a couple of years when I was growing up watching him play. Greatest Chris Berman nickname, I think, in football history.
Sleeping with Bieniemy.
Eric sleeping with Bieniemy. I love that one.
Mercedes Benzinger. It's up there with that one, too.
Oh, to be young again, McDowell. Amazing.
Yep.
Yeah, just incredible.
No, sleeping with Bieniemy just works.
So good.
Well, and he'll have a coaching job, I think, soon. Look, he hasn't even finished his second year as an offensive coordinator, and there were only five openings this year. A lot of times there's eight or nine. He'll get one. I wonder if Andy's success with other coordinators is hurting him, because Andy always has a good offense, right? And I wonder if the success of Patrick Mahomes is hurting him. And that, like, okay, yeah, you got Mahomes and Andy Reid. You could stick anybody in that role, and he could be a good offensive coordinator, which I don't know, might be true. So it's funny. I wonder if for once, the success of a coordinator's offense or defense is actually coming back to hurt him.
Mick, good stuff. I know you get a busy week. We'll let you get back to it. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Appreciate it. See you guys.
That's Mick Schaefer. Thanks, from 41 Action News in Kansas City and our SDCCU fan hotline. San Diego County Credit Union has low mortgage loan rates. Apply today. Equal housing opportunity. For details, call 877-SDCCU4U or visit SDCCU.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.